This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Get ready for 4 years of fun, conservatives. Welcome. It is the Kevin Jackson Network.com. Glad you guys are with me. 4 years of fun. It's our turn. I know, you know, we're all sick over the idea that they've stolen this election and put Joe Biden in. But you got to make the best of it, right? We got broken eggs. Let's make ourselves an omelet. So that's where we're headed. Let me just put this into some perspective for you about how badly things are going to go for the Democrats over the next 4 years. As you listen to my words, I want you to think about it from a different perspective and understand that all is not lost. We have a correction here. We had a four-year correction. It was supposed to be an eight-year correction. It got disrupted with a theft. But see, when you put that kind of a break into the fabric of the universe, something bad happens. So as I said, it was one thing to get Obama elected in 2008, and that was a shock for all of us, right? It was even a shock for many of the hardcore Democrats. These are the people that wanted Hillary Clinton. It's her turn. And so she was the next president, unquestionably. It didn't matter who she was going to run against. She was going to win. It was between McCain and a few other people, and McCain came out on top. That was another one of these things where the McCainites all over the country, much bigger than you think, not just big in Arizona, but all over the country wanted this Yahoo to win. And he was going to face off against Hillary, and it was going to be a slugfight that Hillary would have ultimately win. But what Hillary didn't know was here comes baby black Jesus in the form of Barack Obama. And he had already said, I'm not qualified. So Hillary was dismissing him. They were all dismissing him. And I'm going to tell you, I know people that were all in for Hillary, and they said on a dime, it shifted. Suddenly, the power structure behind the Democrats went, we want Barack Obama. And it got ugly fast. This guy told me, he was a gay dude who ran Hillary's office, one of her offices. He said to me, Kevin, he goes, we literally got threatened to be burned out of our headquarters. I believe it was in Indiana. He says, we were going to get burnt. They told us, if you're here tomorrow, we will be burning you out. He goes, we couldn't get out of there fast enough. It flipped on a dime. So suddenly, and I'll give you another story. I was in a coffee shop when I lived in St. Louis and with a firm Hillary supporter. And I told the guy, he's a guy, you know, he's one of these dyed-in-the-wool Democrats that think they're really helping black folks, that kind of a Democrat. So we're having a conversation. And I said to him, look, the reason why I'm in this is because either Hillary or Barack Obama is going to win, and I don't think either one of them is good for the country. Now, he and I, we knew we were separate politically, but we could talk. And here's what he says to me. He says, I agree with you. And I said, so I'm going to tell you right now, I told him, I'm going to tell you right now, Hillary or Barack Obama is the likely next president of the United States. And I think it's going to be Barack Obama. He was just beginning the surge. And this guy broke down into tears and said, I think you're right. And he was so pro-Hillary. And it wasn't a month after that conversation. All the writing was on the wall. Hillary Clinton was going to get her butt kicked. And she did. And what happened? Barack Obama goes on. He faces he faced McCain. I was going to say, does it really matter? He gets elected in a landslide. Nobody cared that he wasn't ready. he had the support of 69.2 or 0.4 million people who fawned all over his light-skinned blackness. And he could go anywhere he wanted and command an audience. There is no place this guy could be. I remember we were having our charity event. Somebody had brought his book. This was before he officially declared. They brought his book. And that book went for it. Now, we're a charity for kids that need to find their forever families. We're mostly around sports, the stuff for people like for sports. Anyway, so we're auctioning off all these items, and Barack Obama's book sold for $220. And I remember thinking, wow. And the dude who got it was so excited that he had gotten it. And I remember just thinking, God, seriously? So that was before he'd even officially declared. He was just coming onto the scene. Then I had the conversation with the guy in the coffee shop, and he starts crying because I said to him, man, this dude is surging. And then I was in D.C., had the conversation with this gay Hillary Clinton supporter. I stayed at his home. We were hanging out. We were friends. And he and his significant other, and he's telling me the story of how Barack Obama got it, and he says they threatened to burn them out of their facility. Now, here's what the point of all of this. If I'd had a Biden book to auction, it wouldn't have sold. If I'd had a coffee shop about Biden versus Hillary with this guy, it wouldn't have been a surge. And if I'd had a conversation with my gay buddies, these friends, and said, Biden's going to, you know, they're going to be threatening to burn you out because of the furor over Biden, it would have been a joke. He would have said, surely you're joking, Kevin. People were so hell-bent on getting Obama in that they were threatening their own party, loyalists within their party. Some so-called conservatives, I'm not mad at you if you voted for Obama the first time, they voted for Obama. They abandoned principle and said, you know what? I think we need to give this a shot, yada, yada, yada. And they absolutely did. In order for him to get to 69 million, which is the high watermark of politics prior to Trump's win, you had to get some people from the independents and the Republicans to probably vote for you. So that's the backdrop of what I'm going to be talking about in the next segment, because I'm telling you, this is all great news, not good.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Get ready for a great 4 years, but not how you think, people, listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. It's going to be a great 4 years because of what you get to do with it. See, it's all a matter of perspective and how you look at things, and I was just setting things up for you in the previous segment talking about Barack Obama. See, when you want to fight against Barack Obama in his first term, you were up against all odds. You had people that were thinking of this dude as the best thing since sliced bread, even some of you who voted for him. You thought he could bring racial reconciliation to America. Obama was dreamy to most. Even the people that didn't like him, you can't go against the reality of Barack Obama. He's a young guy, early 50s. He had a nice voice. Kind of a little bit of a deep undertone to it, you know, like this is. Not a bad guy to look at. I mean, I'm just saying, if I was gay, he wouldn't be my type necessarily. But I'm proud to say, as a heterosexual male, I don't really see anything to like about him in that respect. But I'm saying, you know, I'm sure the gay guys could explain to us what would be dreamy about him in that respect. But he isn't a bad-looking guy. He made himself exotic, of course, with the... I'm Barack Obama. His real name is Barry Satoru. That's not exotic enough. He had to go Hollywood. He had to change his name, you know.
Jamie Foxx. You know, you can't just go in with the same, with this name that you're given name. What was a Leibowitz? Isn't that what the guy that used to be on Comedy Central? His real name's Leibowitz. I forget his, even his stage name. But they all give themselves stage names. That's what Barack Obama did. He gave himself a stage name. Because he was what? He was an actor. But clearly, one can understand why you would, and I'm taking on a persona of you being a young female, bringing home the young black man to your family who isn't quite used to how to handle colored folk. Or they think he's the bad boy. But you want to fight for him, right? Because I just gave you all his attributes. He's young, he's dreamy, he's nice looking, he's exotic, and he shows well. He knows when to articulate his words. When he gets around your parents, he ain't going to talk like this. He ain't like to talk to black people. He ain't going to talk like this. He's going to talk like this. He's going to explain to them about going to Harvard and pronounce the D, Harvard, not Harvard. You know, yeah. So you want to fight for him. You want to make your parents see him your way through your glossy eyes. You know, ooh-hoo. And your racist, anti-Islamic, anti-LGBT, because he is bisexual, parents, you want them to give Barack a shot. And so you know when you put him in front of them, they're going to go, oh my gosh, he's not nearly as dark as we thought he was. One might even think he's white. They chuckle. Hey, honey, why don't you come with me into the kitchen? And they go, you know what? He's not bad. He's in a suit. He articulates. He actually says the G's at the end of his sentences. And you find other things to like. He dazzles you with his intellect. He doesn't say very much. You know, people always have a way of looking at these things, and you can always look at these things in two ways. You know, of course, there's the side A, and then, of course, there's side B. Oh, look at him. He's such a pragmatist. Oh, my goodness. I think we could like him. So the media, oh, my gosh, do you think they had to be coached to say nothing but good things about Barack Obama? Do you think that they were cajoled into doing it? Once they selected him, Jim Carville was like, Barack Obama, he's going to have these Negroes voting for us for 150, 200 years. He said we were liable to never lose another election, and he didn't even think of it as needing to cheat. He was like, we will do so well with our light-skinned Negro with no Negro dialect that, man, we are going to rock it. Well, that's Barack Obama. You can see them protecting him. Black folks are rallying around him all the time because even though he didn't get things done, he was their boy. That's our boy right there, man. Even if he don't get nothing done, man, just the fact that he's there is enough for us. So I'll ask you this. Do you think that Biden and Harris will get that same kind of treatment? Somebody tweeted, Biden and Harris were sent by God, and the response was God out of locust? Oh, too funny. So, when you think about why am I excited that we have 4 years of... If we have 4 years of an incompetent guy who's brain dead, and every time he comes out and he does a pro-China policy, you're going to say, see, he sold out. When anything that keeps the people off of Hunter and those discussions, anything that is a job-killing measure that undoes Trump legislation, it is going to reflect not only on Joe Biden, but it's going to reflect on these Democrats. That's why I'm excited. Because now we have 4 years of the Democrats playing cover-up to a guy that doesn't have nearly the potential. Do you think black folks are going to cover up for Biden? When Biden screws up, it will not be like Barack Obama screwing up. It's not going to be the same. He doesn't have the panache. And they are going to have to work 10 times harder to make people believe what they were able to sell with Barack Obama. They could sell what Barack Obama is. They just, people just don't like black folks. They're mad that a Negro's in charge. They could sell him any way they wanted. And they could talk about, you know, man, he's the coolest, and they just don't like how cool he is. That's what they actually said about Barack Obama. They said that we didn't like how cool he was. Is that your problem with him? Of course not. You didn't like his policies. But you couldn't focus on policy because it was all wrapped up in color. Well, now you got an old, feeble, senile, stupid white dude and his mistress, and you're going, wait a minute. Wait a minute. So, yeah, the media can try. Social media can tell you don't say this or don't say that. But now, it's when you say Biden sucks, they can't go, this comment is going to be rejected because it's racially motivated. You say, how is it racially motivated? He's a rich old white dude. See, the next best thing you can have, I mean, if you want to think of it as best, because anytime you put a Democrat in charge of anything, it's never good. But the next best thing you can have from an optics point of view as president is a rich old white guy. See, because a rich old white Democrat, the best president you can have is a rich white Republican president, because he's fair game for everything. But the second best, outside of, you know, you just don't want a Democrat, is a rich white old feeble, dumb president, Democrat, who's had 47 years to get it right and hasn't done it. And now we get 4 years, maybe less, to ridicule him.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A White House coronavirus advisor says we're not out of the woods quite yet, despite vaccines being administered more quickly.
We're not there yet, and it would be such a shame to take our foot off the gas too early.
Senior advisor Andy Slavitt says the increase in the UK variant across the country could be the cause of another case spike in the coming weeks. A massive winter storm is affecting millions of Americans across the country, and the federal government is doing what they can to help.
President Biden on Sunday approved an emergency declaration for many states as winter storms stretch through the U.S. States of emergency have been declared in Alabama, Oregon, Oklahoma, Kansas, Kentucky, Mississippi, and Texas. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Bry.
Winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories are in place for more than two dozen states from Maine to Texas. USA Radio News. The National Guard could be deployed in Washington, D.C. until the fall. The National Security Council is asking the Defense Department to plan for support after the current deadline of March 12th. Additionally, there is no timeline when the U.S. Capitol fence will come down. Lisa McClain is a Republican from Michigan. She sits on the House Armed Services Committee.
Myself and several of my colleagues have asked Nancy Pelosi for a briefing as to why do we need these troops here, and we have received zero information. Zero. It's amazing to me that she can do this without any disclosure, without any information, and just continue to spend money with no briefing.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Puerto Rico is looking to transition from a U.S. territory to an official state. The Puerto Rican governor expecting a bill to be brought up in the House in mid-March. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I was just thinking about this. There comes a time in life where you just say, screw it. Say what I want. You have probably have somebody in your family, a matriarch or a patriarch, an octogenarian, somebody in their 80s, that just, they go, oh, that's just grandma or grandpa. You bring people around them and you say, hey, grandma and grandpa, they'll just say whatever they want. They don't care. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. This is the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. There was I can tell you two or three people in my family where we just tell you, hey, I'm going to tell you right now, Papa will tell you exactly who you are. He doesn't care. He's not going to filter it, etc. I like people like that personally. But we have this thing called cancel culture. And they want to determine what you can and cannot say. What you can and cannot think. They are afraid of you to such a degree that anything that goes against the grain of what they say goes is now considered dangerous. Hate speech, in fact. I'll just use an example of transgenderism, okay? Transgenderism is becoming mainstream in the sense that people are... I think an NFL player said they needed to have a transgender league. I think I saw this article. There's not even a women's league that I know of in the NFL. They've tried them. They don't work. Now they want a transgender league, which admittedly, I might watch it just to see the train wreck of it all. I'm glad they don't have a women's league, because let me tell you who would be playing in it. Men who became women, and they would be dominating. I watched a track meet. It was actually one race. I watched a race where this transgender woman is running with these other women, and it was like watching Usain Bolt run against three-year-olds. I mean, the dude ran like a dude. There is such a thing as running like a guy. I know that sounds weird, but having been a track athlete myself, I can tell you there's a difference. Women run different than men. You want to know why I can tell you that's a fact? Because women don't have to be concerned about what's dangling outside of their bodies. I can only imagine how I would run if I didn't have naughty bits that hung on the outside. Might have shaved off a quarter of a second or so, you know? Venus and Serena Williams, who topped the women's division of tennis for over a decade, lost to the 203rd ranked male tennis player, a nobody. Here's another statistic for you. 330 high school males are faster in the 400 meters than the top female Olympic sprinter. These are high school boys. See, that's where it tops out for most women. I don't care how fit you are. I can find an 18-year-old boy who's better. He's stronger. He's faster. but you can't talk about it, or mispronoun somebody, and a host of other things. I mean, look, we've not us. The left has designed a crazy world. Actor Ethan Hawke, I'm reading this, just joined the chorus of a few but vocal celebrities who have denounced cancel culture due to its stifling of free speech. See, if you talk about any of these issues that we know are legit, then people are like, oh, I can't believe you. What do you mean you can't believe it? These are facts. Yeah, why can't we talk about the idea of a man becoming a woman? And here's what's funny. The men who become women, they go, well, it's not really an advantage because I now have to take, I don't make as much testosterone and I don't do this or that. Look, I don't know all the physiology of it. But here's what I do know. I know that when a man becomes a woman, he dominates the other women. In track, in basketball, in any in pugilistic sports, MMA, boxing, you name it, you do not want to get hit from a dude who has become a woman if you're a woman. Anyway, Ethan Hawke was speaking with The Guardian. He was promoting his novel, A Bright Ray of Darkness. And he said that the current cultural climate has made it difficult to talk about issues such as male sexuality and idiosyncrasies. And here's what he goes on. He says, it's a book in which sex is described regularly and frankly. The protagonist has a relationship with a much younger woman. Did you find this difficult in the current environment? Asked The Guardian. And Hawke responds, our sexual identity and the relationship we have through it to ourselves and to others is defining in our lives. And in the light of cancel culture and shaming, while a lot of this movement is very helpful, it's a difficult time to say, I don't want to be open about the idiosyncrasies of human sexuality, he says. He says, what's that great Mark Twain line, the aim of art is to alleviate shame? We're in this period now when you can't even write about bad behavior because it might seem like you're condoning it. You have to be able to create a character who does things they wish they didn't do. I went back and forth on it because it's just a petrifying time to speak about male sexuality. If you can't shine a light into dark corners, the demons that live there will never go away. See, here, let me put it a different way. Everything should be on the table to discuss. You guys that know me, that have been listening to The Kevin Jackson Show, part of the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, you know what I say all the time. Tell me what it is they tell you you can't speak about, and I'll tell you where they've won. Kevin, you can't talk about politics, religion, or sex. Where have the left dominated us for quite some time? Politics, religion, and sex. We're shut down politically, we're shut down religiously, and we're shut down sexually. We're the freaks. So, anytime that when somebody says, well, let's not talk about that, you should go, no, let's talk about that. He says, we live in a cancel culture of people erring and doing wrong, either on purpose or by accident, and there's less forgiveness in the world. You can't even say that any better. He says, I think we're unfortunately in a coarser environment. I think our societies have become harder and less understanding, less tolerant, less forgiving. Where does forgiveness live in our society? I couldn't agree more. I could not. All this is quite frankly, birthed by leftism. It claims that it wants to do everything that I just described. It wants to be forgiving, tolerant, and understanding, and not coarse and hard. And it is exactly all of that and more. And Ethan Hawke recognizes it, and he goes on to talk about Bryan Cranston, a total libturd, okay? The guy that did Breaking Bad. But he's talking about it too. He said he felt that society needed to, quote, take a second look at the concept of ostracizing people, extolling the concept of mercy and forgiveness as a human strength. He says, I think we need to take a look at this. Exhale, realizing that asking for forgiveness and receiving forgiveness are not weaknesses, but are human strengths. In early January, Rowan Atkinson, famous for Mr. Bean, likened cancel culture to the digital equivalent of a medieval mob roaming the streets looking for someone to burn. Wow, what a great description, because that is exactly what it is. He says, the problem that we have online is that an algorithm decides what we want to see, which ends up creating a simplistic, binary view of society. It becomes a case of either you're with us or against us. And if you're against us, you deserve to be canceled. He says, it is important that we're exposed to a wide spectrum of opinion. But what we now have is a digital equivalent of a medieval mob roaming the streets looking for someone to burn. So it's scary for anyone who's a victim of that mob, and it fills me with fear about the future. And I get it. Many of you feel the same way. You have businesses, you're wondering, will I get doxxed? Will they tell people where I'm at? Will my business get shut down? Will I lose my job? What else do they want to do? I've already told you, they want to take your kids. When the left wants to bring you down, they don't want it to be just a little bit of a taste. They want to destroy you. No part of your carcass left. They want people that witness your destruction to go, I never want that to happen to me. That's what they want. So, when are we going to wake up? You know, what are you going to do to finally say, look, enough is enough. I'm going to push back. I don't care what happens. I did it. I told you guys, I don't care about feminism and feminists. I'm a total belief that women can do whatever they choose to do. I'm that guy. But I'm not buying into the feminism that got me fired from Fox. I'm not buying into it, and I don't care. I'm willing to sacrifice for it. Are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale.
If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So a guy wrote an article about cancel culture and or what they call woke culture. And I don't agree with everything that they say, but it is pretty good. And here's what he wrote. It's time to stand up and fight back. That means you. Social conservatives. Never Trump Republicans and anti-Trump Republicans too. Lukewarm liberals and libertarians. Progressives who have a little curiosity still left. Exhausted parents who want nothing to do with politics. Joe Rogan stands. Reddit revolutionaries and the hedgies getting crushed. Facebookers and email chainers and Etsy shop owners and boomers who still use AOL accounts. Start with the following 10 principles. Welcome, everybody.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson.
Glad you're here on this on the island with me. So he goes on to lay out these 10 things. And I agree with some of them. I do. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com is what you're listening to. And we have been talking about this whole stock market thing. It's due to blow up sometime this week. I know yesterday, or maybe it was the day before, some of the hedge fund guys already were having to deal with the issues arising from, you know, shorting these stocks. Now, GameStop took a big hit, lost like 25%, but it's still way up. I mean, these guys are still in triage, still buying back, and there are some sellers taking it. But the people that hold on, who knows? I bought a little bit myself. I'm not telling you what to do, by the way. I'm not. Do what you want to do. But anyway, the whole thing is, all of this is a fight against the man. And it's funny because we've got these Antifa goons and the Black Lives Matter people, of course, are getting their Nobel Peace Prize. And the more that I think about what's at the root of their issues, the more we sort of come together. And don't misunderstand me. They're hooligans. We're not. But they may find themselves actually going, I agree with these guys. Because see, we all agree. I don't want to say all, but most of the conservatives agree. If you're getting something for nothing, don't misunderstand me. We understand how money works. But if you're not putting in effort, then I agree. I talked to a guy, but he's a friend of mine now. His name is Albert. And we were talking about it, and he was like, I'm just so happy, Kevin, they stuck it to those guys. I bet many of you feel the same. Anyway, let's get into these 10 things that we're talking about. So one of them, he says, remind yourself right now of the following truth. You are free. It's true that we live in an upside-down time in which pressing the like on the button can bring untold circumstances. But giving in to those who seek to confine you only hurts you in the long run. Your loss of self is the most significant thing that can be taken away. Don't give it up for anything. I agree completely with that. I preach this to you. Next thing he says is be honest. Don't say anything about others. He says, don't say anything about yourself or others that you know is false. Absolutely refuse to let your mind be colonized. The first crazy thing someone asks you to believe or profess, refuse. If you can, do so out loud. There's a good chance it will inspire others to speak up. Oh my gosh. This dude is like sneaking around. He's got a camera in my house or a microphone. I tell this to my kids. Well, they're grown, but except for one, I tell them all the time. If you know who you are, say it with conviction. State it with conviction. Which brings me to point number three. Stick to your principles. Now, these things, you're like, Kevin, there's nothing new here under the sun, black man. You're right. But it's a good reminder. He says, if you're a decent person, you know mob justice is never just. So never join a mob, ever. Even if you agree with the mob. If you're a decent person, you know betraying a friend is wrong. So if a friend or a colleague does something you disagree with, write them a private note. Don't be a snitch. Any mob that comes for them will come for you. I agree. You don't need to handle your scandal with mobs. The people that need mobs are weak. I tell people all the time, give me a gangbanger, take away his gat, get him out of the hood, and you know what you find? A very cooperative person. A person who will smile in your face, let him go back with his boys, and he acts like he's the man, you know, ace, coon, boom. But when he's outside of that environment, biggest chump on the planet. Don't believe him. I know this personally. Next one. He says, set an example for your kids in your community. I said the other day, all politics, if you will, is local. I'm going to be doing a whole thing on this. That means be courageous. He writes this, I understand it's hard, really hard, but in times and places, including your own nation, people have made far greater sacrifices. Think of the honored dead, those who gave the full measure of devotion. If enough people make the leap, we will achieve herd immunity. Jump. Set the example. Next, he says, if you don't like it, leave it. A class in college, a job, anything. Get out, do your own thing. I fully understand the impulse to want to change things from within. And by all means, try as hard as you can. But if the leopard is currently eating the face of the person at the cubicle next to yours, I promise it's not going to refrain from eating yours if you post the black square on Instagram. I don't even know what that means because I don't use Instagram. Next, become more self-reliant, he says. If you can learn to use a power drill, do it. If you've always wanted an outdoor solar hot tub, make one. Learn to poach an egg or shoot a gun. Most importantly, get it in your head that platforms are not neutral. If you don't believe me, look at Robinhood. He says, look at Parler. That's when it makes me wonder. Parler doesn't care who you are. So this is where I differ with him. He says, to the extent you can build your life to be self-reliant and not rely 100% on the web, it's a good thing. You'll feel competent, powerful. You having to disassociate your kids from their cell phone, from their phones? I mean, I got to put this kid on restriction. I love this one. Worship God more than Yale. In other words, don't lose sight of what's essential. Professional prestige is not essential. Being popular is not essential. Getting your child into an elite preschool is not essential. Do the things that are essential. Telling the truth is essential. Protecting your kids is essential. Living up to a standard. Those are the things you should strive for. I completely agree with this. And here's one that I think leftists need to heed. Trust your own eyes and ears. Rely on firsthand information. I tell people all the time, do your research. I tell you stuff on this show. And the first thing out of my mouth is, yeah, I'm curious what you guys think yourselves. Do the research. You're just as smart as I am in your own way. Maybe not in what I'm doing. Maybe you couldn't have a radio show and make, you know, tens of people, hundreds of people, I don't know, dozens, what do we got? Laugh or have a good time or get informed. But whatever that is, whatever you're good at, go for it, man. But use your own instincts. It says, when you hear someone making generalizations about a group, imagine they're talking about you and react accordingly. If people insist on spouting back headlines and talking points, make them prove it in their own words. That's all we ask. That's all we ever ask of the left. Hey, where'd you get that information? Can you back that up? I'm more than willing to do it. Next one he says is, use your capital to build original, interesting, and generative things right now, this minute. Says, every day I hear from those with the means, with children at private schools who are being brainwashed, people who run companies where they are scared of their own employees, people who donate to their alma mater, even though it betrays their principles. He says, enough. You have the ability to build things. If you don't have the financial capital, you have the social or the political capital, or the ability to sweat it. The work of our lifetimes is the great build. Go build something. I will tell you. I don't know how many times I get told, Kevin, man, will you help do this? Or, man, you ought to do this or that. I get messages all the time of people telling me what they want me to do. Because, of course, I don't have enough. Of course I have enough. I've got plenty to do. Go do it. And here's what I will tell you. If you do want to do it, and I like it, join me. We'll facilitate it. We're talking to a group right now about doing exactly that. We will help. But we don't have time to go do everything. We don't have the manpower. We don't have the money. But take on your thing. And that one thing could be big enough to make an impact. This is how we fight back, folks. We don't roll over. We don't get sullen. We don't shrink up and get in fetal position because Joe Biden is in the White House. We fight back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.